Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that we talk about two Americas, and we know we joke about it most of the time. I think we would also agree that there's kind of like two versions of Kansas City, kind of like there's two versions of America. I would say what barbecue place you like is sometimes based on this two America concept. You know who deserves a lot of credit? Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso has been really taking a genuine Kansas City tour. They had the casting call out in Blue Springs. I think it was kind of everybody knew about this. I mean, I don't know if there was that much of a secret. I feel like that was kind of, if you know, you know. But if you wanted to try out to be in Ted Lasso, you had your opportunity. I imagine that time is now past. They then are going around the city and shooting in various places. It'd be very easy for them to shoot on One America. It would make sense to me. If they shot this whole thing, Rob, on 135th, that would not surprise me. But I'm sitting there seeing like, oh, he's at the Gates on Main. Oh, he's at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He's at the Plaza. He's going everywhere. Good job by you, Jason. That's good. That's a good job by you. Great job. Two thumbs up. I would not have guessed this. Rob, it kind of catches me off guard. I'm a little surprised. He's taking a real tour of Kansas City. He's showing you all versions of Kansas City, not just one version. That should be applauded.
I mean, he is literally checking every box. I agree with you. When the casting call first came out and it was Blue Springs, I thought it was going to be a very suburban view of Kansas City. But Gates, he was at Swope Park the other day. He's done Negro Leagues Museum, which was closed yesterday. And that's just the stuff we know about. There might be more things on the agenda. I don't work in the casting department. I don't work on the location set department. There could be more parts of Kansas City that he is going to highlight. Maybe a West Bottoms pops up. Maybe a River Market. I don't know. But it's not like Ted Lasso is showing some, hey, this is what people think of Kansas City. This is what we're going to show. He's showing Kansas City. And I respect that very much.
No,
Jason Sudeikis, good job.
You watched the show? You watched
Ted Lasso? Show. Incredible. Show.
I've never seen it before. Is it a show I should watch?
You would enjoy it. It's like a nice little pick-me-up.
I mean, it's a show about a soccer coach. Is that a show that I'd be really into?
Did you like Scrubs?
No, not really.
Then you won't like, never mind. You won't like the humor in this then. Because the humor is very Scrubs-ish.
I mean, I'm not anti-Scrubs. That's just not really my kind of show.
I just feel like
I am familiar with it, though.
If you like Scrubs, I think it's the writing group and the either producer or director is the guy who did Scrubs, is also doing Ted Lasso. So if you enjoy that sort of, you know, workplace comedy, but the workplace is a soccer coach now, you will enjoy the show. Like, I have My mom and dad love the show. They are not soccer fans by any metric. They text me every once in a while and they say things like, hey, Ted Lasso said this. What does it mean? And I explain relegation to them.
Do you think in like 10 years people will look at Ted Lasso like The Office or like Parks and Rec?
Yes. Now that it's coming back.
Or do you think because it's on Apple TV that maybe that's the barrier that it won't be viewed like those shows?
I don't think that will be a barrier at all. I think it'll be viewed that way. Because I think in 10 years, the idea of it being on a streaming platform is going to be commonplace. Like, maybe your social media is different than mine. People talk about Severance like it's already one of those shows. Now, I don't like Severance, but people talk about it like it's special. It's Apple TV. Shrinking just won a bunch of awards, the Golden Globes. It's Apple TV. I think the stigma of streaming only is starting to wash away.
No, I mean, I don't think there's a stigma as much. I mean, just I think Ted Lasso would be bigger if it was on Netflix or Hulu, like just a more popular streaming service, or if it was on HBO Max. But the fact that it's on Apple TV just seems like it's limiting because it's just not the most popular streamer that there is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.